Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you. I'm not here for applause. Okay, maybe just a little bit. Thank you so much, folks. The Ray Lucia program, starting this hour of Money Power to help you make better money moves. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you'd like to get on board, the call is free. The advice priceless on this program, that I can tell you. I learned that line, by the way, from Donald Trump. That I can tell you, it's going to be a huge show, and we're going to make the show great again as we bring Gene Pastula on board. Once again, Gene, he is like an editor now on this program when it comes to risk management. I've got a lot of stuff to talk with Gene about. Let's say hi to James Stewart, though, as we invite our radio listeners from all around the country to join the TV viewers. How are you doing there, James?
Hey, it's doing great. You're on it today.
Man,
this is going to be the show.
It's because they injected me with caffeine this morning. That's what they did.
That'll do it.
I free-based caffeine. No, I didn't. I really didn't. 844-729-7469. Emails coming up in just a bit as well. We've got some good ones. I answered one. You showed me one this morning. I said, no, I already answered that. And you said, well, the guy didn't even ask a question. I answer it anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to send a comment, I'll give you the answer to a question. I'll make the question up. Anyway, RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that Morgan Stanley, they brought in some uber bullish brand new strategist, and he's calling for nearly a 30% gain in the S&P in the next 12 months, where the S&P is going to surpass the 3,000 mark. And, you know, we went all goo-goo-eyed over that, thought, wow, that's pretty incredible. But today I pick up Forbes, or at least go on Forbes.com. Michael Foster, a contributor, writes this: why stocks will soar 50%. Sit back, folks. Relax. We're going to talk about that for a moment. We're also going to get with Gene Pastula talking about risk management, not only in your portfolio, but in your life. But let me first start with this story. Buried deep, he says, in the latest gross domestic product, GDP, I should say, report, is a tiny data point that is the clearest signal, he says, in years, that now is the time to buy. The report's headline number showed that fourth quarter GDP rose just 2.1%, slightly above expectation of 2%. That's great, but the real exciting news, he says, was in the data attached to the press release. Corporate profits are up, he goes on, way up. In fact, they rose 9% year over year in the fourth quarter, following an increase of just 2% in the third quarter when GDP jumped a whopping 3.5%. Now, keep in mind, if we can get to 3.5 or 4% even, the way, Jeb Bush was talking and Donald Trump was talking, you get to 3.5%, 4%, all of a sudden the debt, the deficit, and tax cuts and all that stuff seem a lot more realistic. At 2%, it ain't realistic at all. It's not realistic at all. Anyway, this brings us to rule number one, he says, when looking at a big picture stat like this, economic growth and stock performance are not related. Well, that is not 100% true. They are related over very long time periods. In short spurts, maybe not so much. Then he goes on to talk about oil. That's oil, by the way. But in Texas, it's oil. Anyway, he goes on to say that the black stuff, to quote him, hasn't gone back up to pre-crisis levels, but it has stabilized in the $40 to $55 range. He thinks that's good. It suggests that the market has found the new range. OPEC's attempts to drive oil prices higher have failed, and rising oil supplies have failed to drive prices lower, too. The bottom line, oil is no longer going to shock the S&P 500, as it has over the past few years. Remember, it was just a couple of years ago, oil was trading north of $100. And then it went down into the 20s. Well, now that it is stabilized, he believes that this is going to give corporate profits a chance to really soar. And he goes on to talking about corporate profits. Just as we saw 9% profit growth in the fourth quarter of 2016, analysts are expecting 9.1% growth for the first quarter of 2017. But 76% of the S&P companies have already reported, and Q1 earnings have beaten the analysts' expectations. So far, 2017 is outpacing 2016 by a long stretch. So all of that being said, I make no predictions, as you well know. But remember yesterday we talked about how really you look at the last 15, 16 years and the markets really haven't done all that hot, 4 or 5%. You look at the last 7 or 8 years, the markets have been on fire. They've done incredibly well, but a lot of that was catch-up football, right? A lot of that was catching up for all of the losses that were incurred in two pretty stunning crashes over the prior 15 years. So again, going back to studies that have been done on cycles, the next 15-year cycle, if the last 15-year cycle sucked, which it really has, despite the fact that we've had a great 8-year cycle, then the subsequent 15 years should be pretty good. And even if those 15 years started 7 or 8 years ago, that might still lead one to believe that there's another 7 or 8 years to run. Again, I make no predictions. I'm just saying that all of this stuff coming out of Wall Street and beyond, and yes, there's a lot of saber rattling going on around the world, and there's a whole bunch of stuff we don't know about, and why we must always have a plan B, which we've discussed a gajillion times, safe money strategies, as opposed to probability-based investing, safety-first investing. We've talked about that ad nauseum on this program, why it's so critically important. Having a reverse mortgage line of credit so that you can have a more tweaked up, more aggressive portfolio. But in order to avoid sequence risk, in other words, the market drops and you need money out of your portfolio, you go to your reverse mortgage or some other kind of line of credit and tap that money, allowing the market time to recover. Does the market recover? Well, we had a 57% drop, and since March of 2009, it's been straight up. That strategy is brilliant, and it ain't that sophisticated. You take out a reverse mortgage, line of credit, you don't use it until you really, really need to use it. You've drained your other emergency funds. You've drained your bond accounts first, et cetera, leaving only stocks, and you're still nervous about the market, and you don't want to sell stocks while they're down. Fine. You have a plan B in place. So anyway, I think that this is really, really interesting information. And if you have a strategy in place, plan A, plan B strategy in place, then this could be very good news for you, or you could be pretty ambivalent about it, as I have always been. Okay, I want to get to one other thing, Jim, before we have to go to break, because we're going to bring Gene on in just a minute as I talk about financial catastrophes due to things such as disability. But since we are right up against tax time, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you change jobs, let's say you had a really good job last year and you worked 7, 8 months, 9 months, and you maxed out your 401k plan, as I know you would advise as a CFP people to do, right?
Yes.
And they listen to you and they go to work for Company B. And Company B also has a 401k plan. I'm sitting down with HR. He goes, oh, no, I want to max it out too. And so now December 31 rolls around.
Uh-oh.
And you've maxed out two 401k plans. But no, you can't do that. Remember, you have until, and by the way, one company's HR department ain't going to talk to the other company. So you have got to take responsibility and get that money out of at least one of the 401ks down to the maximum, $18,000 if you're under 50, and it's 24,000 if you're over 50. Count with your fingers if you have to. If you put more money into your combined 401ks, you've only got a very short amount of time to get that money out. Otherwise, you're going to be faced with penalties, and it ain't fun. It ain't going to be fun. All right, when we come back from a break, financial catastrophes due to disability. Are you at risk? Our disability and risk management expert, Gene Pastula, is next.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and size substitution may apply.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
He is a mighty, mighty good man, Gene Pastula, joining us in just a bit. But first, I want to bring to you some information on financial catastrophes due to disability. Why? Because it's one of the most overlooked financial risks in all of financial planning. And studies have proven that brokers, financial advisors, they just don't talk about it, despite the fact that it is probably a much greater risk than most of us believe. Stuart Heckman, PhD, CFP, an assistant professor of personal financial planning in the School of Family Studies and Human Services at Kansas State University, wrote extensively about this and has done summaries and executive summaries on the subject. Allow me, if I may, to quote from one of his studies, and I'll have Gene Pastula comment in just a bit. Here's what he says. According to an actuarial note from the Social Security Administration, the risk of becoming disabled is substantially greater than the risk of dying prematurely. Makes a lot of sense, but everybody seems to talk about life insurance and very few people talk about becoming disabled. And of course, when you're younger, it's disability. When you're older, it's long-term health care, which is a form of disability as well. They go on, the Social Security Administration considers an individual to be disabled if he or she is unable to, quote, perform or engage in substantial gainful activity due to an injury, illness, etc., that is expected to result in death or to last 1 year or more. For a man born in 1993 and assumed to be alive at age 20 and never disabled, the probability of dying before normal age retirement, 67 for this cohort, is 8.5%, while the probability of becoming disabled, 27.5%. Let's bring Gene Pastula into this conversation. Hello, Gene. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
So you work with literally thousands of financial planners, registered investment advisors, brokers, insurance agents, etc. You help them design plans for financial security for their clients. How many of them talk about disability?
Hardly any, unless I'm on their case.
Why is that?
Why did they get the 20? How did they get the half on the 27?
Don't ask me math questions, all right? But seriously, well, these are people that are supposedly trained. With due respect to your folks, I get that because I would have expected you to say that because in the thousands of brokers that I've trained over the years, most all of them They love to talk about asset allocation and all the sexy stuff, but nobody wants to talk about you being, you know, tied up, laid up in a
home. Here's the deal. Almost all of those people that you're referring to, insurance brokers or professionals or financial planners, whatever, their business is selling product. That's how they make their money. That's what they learn about, and that's what they can talk about. If you're not an insurance salesman, then you're not going to talk about insurance. I mean, you've chosen something else. And the interesting thing about, I was talking to somebody the other day about the difference between a doctor and a financial advisor. And how similar they are in many cases.
They'll both put you to sleep.
Well,
yeah.
A doctor, you know, will tell you about a potential problem you're going to have. You know, if you don't lose weight, if you don't modify your diet, you're going to get diabetes. And so you should go on this diet, and you should change how you're eating, etc. Okay, how many times are people going to actually pay attention to that? Now, we tell people that there's a 27.5% chance that you will become disabled, and then an 8% chance, if you're that young, that you're going to die. And when that happens, you're going to have, there's going to be a financial crisis for people that you care about, your family, your children, and what have you. We do this because we're not, we don't,
so you,
disabled.
That yawn
actually,
that you did for our
that was because
TV
I,
viewing
that's
audience
because I didn't have
wasn't
sleep
because
last
you didn't get much sleep last night.
No, but
that
that's
was
the
a prop, folks.
That was the kind of, kind of reaction that they get. The difference is that when you get diabetes, or whatever else comes along, the doctor can still make his living. He can still treat you and prescribe and all the rest of stuff and charge you.
Right.
You know, the financial planner is out of business because it's too late. And I think, I don't know, it depends on the circumstances, I think, but there's times when the financial issue could be much, much more devastating to the individual's lifestyle, his family, and all the rest than the condition of, having, type 2 diabetes where you have to take a couple of medications and continue on with your life.
And if you die a couple of days early, it's like, who cares?
Yeah. What was the question again?
There was no question. You're just rambling. But no, seriously, we're talking about managing risk, and it is step number one in financial planning. And the point being that most of the people that are watching and listening right now, their financial planners, their advisors are not bringing this stuff up.
And it's a combination of what I just said, in some fashion, and the fact that they, you know, that's a whole nother discipline that is complicated, it's difficult to, even for somebody who's going to make it their business to totally understand, let alone be able to then turn around and explain it in proper context with the rest of the stuff they're doing to their clients. So, you know, it's just there's no motivation there for the and then if you check with another advisor and you say, listen, you go to your attorney and say, well, this is what my financial planner said that I should do. What do you think? Well, if you're expecting the attorney to fully embrace that idea, you got another thing coming, because there's nothing in it for that attorney other than a potential lawsuit if he advises you on something that you were asked and that you asked him, and it turns out to be wrong. He's not getting paid for encouraging you to do this. There's no upside for him. So his second opinions a lot of times in this whole area is difficult as well. So it's a complex thing. And what you really have to do is understand that this is a serious risk. There's no question about it. And after the break, I'll tell you how we solved it to make it not quite so bad.
Gene Pastula, he is a solutions guy. I thought I was the solutions guy, but I guess when Gene's on the show, he's a mighty, mighty good man when it comes to giving you the solution. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you got a question for Gino, the Bandino, he is a certified financial planner. And as I said, he helps literally thousands of brokers come up with plans A, B, and sometimes C. And if you want to get a hold of him, he can come up with a game plan for you. Go to safemoneymonitor.com. He deals in the safe stuff, not the risky stuff. Safemoneymonitor.com or call him at 800-809-678.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life.
They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
We are talking about risk and risk management, not only in your portfolio, but in your life, disability risk in particular. And you can really manage that in a couple of different ways. You can self-insure, obviously. That takes quite a bit of money. Or you can transfer the risk. That's buying insurance policies, as we do with earthquake and all kinds of other types of insurance. And to a much, much, much lesser extent, you can, you know, eat right, eat healthy, exercise, and try to reduce the risk of becoming disabled. That doesn't help you if you get hit broadside by a Mack truck. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show. And Gene Pastula, certified financial planner who does risk management for a living. Well, he's kind of retired right now, but you're still working. I mean, you show up every day.
No, I'm out there.
You're out there still kicking
tail. I'm doing different stuff now. I'm talking on shows like this, and I'm dealing with clients specifically. So they call me.
Your clients went from servicing the financial planning community to having doing the fun stuff.
The company, my company, continues to work with the financial planners, and we've been doing that all over the country for years. But I don't want to work that hard anymore. So I've kind of.
Plus, it's a lot more fun to deal with individuals as opposed to spoiled brats.
I really enjoy it. Yeah, I really like it. I'm able to spend a couple, 2 or 3 hours a day on the phone talking to people who are smart and inquiring and want to do some things and explain my stuff to them, that type of thing. So it's good.
Well, can you explain your stuff on how you have been a pioneer, really, in helping change the entire insurance industry to more living benefits as opposed to death benefits?
Yeah, so when I was younger, when I was early on in the business, I really got tired of people telling me that, life insurance is okay, but you have to die to, win, and I don't like that. And so the more I got to getting disgusted with that response and thinking about it, I realized that, maybe there's some things that the life insurance policy can do that more than just pay a beneficiary after you die. And so we developed the concept of accelerated benefits. And the first one that we did was to use the life insurance benefits for to pay for long-term care. That was incredibly successful because people realized that they could do, in the way we constructed the products and what have you, that they could literally solve their long-term care problems or potential problems to their satisfaction. Even though they weren't totally convinced that it would ever happen to them, 55% of the country it happens to before you pass away, but, they're for sure that they're not going to be.
And 70% of couples.
Yes, exactly. So, but, most people think it's not going to happen, and so whatever. But this solves the problem, because if it doesn't happen, then all that money that you set up to pay for that through an insurance contract will now be paid to your heirs, as if you had been saving and accumulating that money all that time. So that was helpful. Well, over the years now, we've actually developed it further where it can pay for some disability, some terminal illness benefits. In a nursing or a convalescent care situation where it's defined as needing assistance with at least 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. That's the official designation to collect benefits on a long-term care policy, which isn't difficult to do when you get there and that's your legitimate claim. But if you suffer major heart attack, you have cancer, you have a whole variety of things that can go on for a couple years, disable you, make you to a point where you're not capable of conducting your entire life on your own, and you need money to replace your income or to get help from professionals or what have you, then you can tap your life insurance and putting a life insurance policy in place, ultimately can be used up for sure. I mean, it will create a rate of return and a legacy for your children. That's a good thing. At the end of life, if before that happens, you need long-term care, you can tap it for that, and then that becomes an even much greater rate of return because you're getting the money sooner based on what you put in. And then also, if it's just a terminal illness or if it's a disability, you can collect typically half of that money to pay for the additional care situation and the needs that you have on then. I mean, anybody who thinks that it would be a good idea to, look into the disability thing because they haven't done that yet, or get their insurance to do more than it is right now, especially younger people, should call me or should find out about this, because a lot of times we can just change from one company to the next or one product to the next and add all these benefits.
Yeah,
We
should
cost.
Point out that in the olden days, a lot of these benefits didn't exist on policies.
Now, I think that's fairly routine.
Well, I'm just making sure, because sometimes you have difficulty in communicating.
I know.
All right?
Yes.
Because if you could communicate, you would be sitting in this seat.
This is very
and
true.
And I'd be back in that seat. But I gave that up.
Also, if I
ago.
Wanted to get up every morning.
at 4 o'clock or earlier. The olden days policies, some may be very, very good, and some may be very worthwhile to hang on to. But in many instances, they can be leveraged into ones that provide both living benefits and death benefits. That's what Gene was trying to say.
Yes. Thank you.
Is that okay?
That is very helpful.
And if you want to get a hold of him, by the way, as you can tell, he's a really fun guy to hang out with and a really smart guy. It doesn't take himself all that seriously, but he does take his business very, very seriously. SafeMoneyMonitor.com, safemoneymonitor.com, 800-809-6783. And the cool part about what Gene does is he still owns the company. He's just working with clients now after spending 30 years or more working for advisors, helping advisors make good financial moves for their clients. So I think I respect you for that, because I went the other way. I started out in the trenches, and I would go to guys like you, and you would help solve problems for myself and my clients.
Yeah, well, the uses of insurance now are so varied, and in the context of doing financial planning and your entire portfolio, can make so much sense, but you need to, not everybody understands those. In fact, most financial planners need to have some help even remembering to bring it up. But when you see it and learn about it, it's a good deal.
Okay, I want to talk about qualifying, because the biggest problem that I used to have when I was doing this stuff for a living is I would bring it up. Unfortunately, most of my clientele were older, and when you bring up these sorts of things with older clientele, only a percentage of them are actually capable of getting the insurance because they don't qualify.
Yeah, well, in fact, if there is that concern or question in your mind, it's just a matter of having a little conversation about what your issues are and what have you. And then we, before getting in and spending a lot of time, on the subject, we'll go to the various carriers and anonymously relate, you know, your circumstances and say, okay, you know, we'll pick two or three that we think would be the most likely place we'd want to go to place business with them, and give them that story and see if they're
Are you finding
capable.
That many are more lenient today with modern healthcare and so forth?
Or? Yeah. Well, they understand. First of all, they can get more information than they ever could get before. So that's helpful. And they have obviously, 40, 50, 60 years of modern history on this with a health system that has continually been advancing. So, yeah, it takes a few minutes on the telephone to talk to me or my assistant. And we can get back to you with the answer, and you can decide whether you want to go forward or not.
SafeMoneyMonitor.com. I highly, highly recommend that you have someone that's a part of your advisory team that knows what this fellow knows. Gene Pastula, certified financial planner, 800-809-6783. He invented, pioneered these types of products. So, as I've said many times before, you're actually going to the horse's mouth. Gene, thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, Lord. And you can tell we have a blast together, too.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much
cash does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss the second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, and I was just looking up the definition of Social Security disability before we get to the Q&A. And Social Security defines disability as follows: not being able to engage in any substantial gainful activity because of a medically determinable physical or mental impairment that is expected to result in death, or that has lasted or is expected to last for a continuous period of at least 12 months. And when it comes to any job, the definition, because when we talk about disability, many times we're talking about the definition of being disabled and what gainful employment is. Social Security defines gainful activity as any job in which a worker can make a minimum of $1,130 a month in 2016 for non-blind individuals. So if you're sitting back saying, well, I'm covered for disability under Social Security, think twice on that one. Think twice. All right, James, I think you got some emails posted up for me, right?
Give it a try.
Hit it, boys. Let's do it. Oh, yes, now, Lou called earlier on the program, so I decided to convert. He couldn't wait or didn't want to wait or was too embarrassed to go on. You don't need to worry about that. Nobody's going to bite you. Well, Stuart might, but I won't let him. We're not going to bite you here. We're going to take your email, and we're going to answer it to the best of our ability. So, Lou, this one is for you, and thanks for calling. I'm working past age 70. Can I still contribute to an IRA while taking required minimum distributions? It's a very good question, and I'm going to take a simple answer and make it complicated. All right, because I have the tendency to do that. First off, once you're past age 70 and a half, you cannot have a traditional IRA, period, end of story. So the answer is no when it comes to a traditional IRA. However, the answer is yes when it comes to a Roth IRA. So if you're looking for a pre-tax contribution, no. If you're looking to fund a Roth IRA, that's one of the beauties of a Roth. You don't get any tax benefits, at least immediate tax benefits. You get tax-free growth. Now, one might say, well, why would a 70-year-old want tax-free growth if they're going to put the money in and just take it out? Well, maybe the 70-year-old wants to leave a tax-free legacy. There ain't much better than a Roth IRA. Now, there are required minimum distributions from a Roth IRA to a beneficiary, but it's, you know, a negligible sum. So you can, in fact, continue to contribute. Now, there's another complication that I want to bring up. Obviously, Lou has existing IRAs that he needs to take a required minimum distribution out of. As we've discussed on this program before, if he's still working and has a 401k, he does not have to take a required minimum distribution from that particular 401k plan. Now, if in fact Lou were to roll into his company 401k plan, in which he owns less than 5% of the company, or 5% or less of the stock, which, you know, if he works for Home Depot, it's likely that he doesn't own more than, you know, 1/10 of 1/1,000,000 of 1% of the stock. So that's usually not a problem unless it's your own company. So he could roll over all of his IRAs into the 401k plan and therefore avoid having to take required minimum distributions, period. And if he has post-tax money in said IRAs, he can leave the post-tax money in the IRA, roll over all the pre-tax money and the earnings into the 401k, and then convert the post-tax money to a Roth. Okay, so I took something pretty simple, and I've turned it into something complicated, but that's what we do here in this program, because if we don't tell you about some of the strategies associated with it and just say, no, I could have just answered the question, no, you can't put money into a traditional IRA once you're age 70 and a half, but you can with a Roth. And then the question becomes, well, why are you taking these required minimum distributions while you're still working and earning an income if you don't have to? Why cause your taxes to be higher than they need to? I can think of a few reasons why, but generally speaking, not a smart move, because it may force you to be in a higher tax bracket. Why not take a larger RMD later when you're in a lower tax bracket? So that's unfortunately what we do on this program. But I think it's fortunate for Lou and others in that situation, because it gets you to say, never thought about that. Or maybe you did, and if you did, call me. I'll put you on as a guest host. And did I miss anything there, Stuart?
No, I think that was great. Matter of fact, I think we ought to do a white paper on that sometime.
A white paper?
Yeah. In other words, if they weren't taking copious notes, maybe we'll put a little treatise on the website.
I'll assign that project to you.
Okay.
All right?
I'll do it.
Because if I did it, it would be more like toilet paper. DCB, I don't know what that stands for. If it was DCT, it could be David Clayton Thomas.
No, that's how it came in. That was
DCB?
That's what he said. That was what it said from, and that's what it signed as is his name.
Okay, well, DCB asks, I'm 77 and retired, but still have a small business that generates a small K-1 income. Can I put all of the income reported on my K-1? Least than $3,000, I think he probably meant less than $3,000, into a Roth IRA to be used for my grandkids' education. Okay, it's a really, really good thought, but it depends on what that K-1 says. if it is profit from self-employment in which you will pay FICA, Social Security, Medicare tax on, the answer is yes. If it is just a pass-through dividend from partnership activities like real estate, where you get a K-1, or a subchapter S corporation where you get a K-1, that is unearned income. Remember, in order to fund a Roth or any IRA, you must have earned income. Earned income is subject to the payroll taxes that we all pay. Unearned income is like a dividend, which is not subject to payroll taxes. Only earned income can be contributed to an IRA. I'm out of time. Thank you for the emails. Email me at raylucia.com. Now I'll go out and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisor.
BizTalk Radio.